You're listening to Voices After Dark with Gina, Shanae, and Lisa. Enjoy.
We are here.
So apparently there's some paranormal things going around.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's making me...
Yes, and we honestly, and you know why I think...
Gina wants to take a break because some ghostly things are happening.
Yes, they seriously are, because we are more in tune to the...
Well, and I think, honestly,
my... Spirit world.
I think it's because of the whole Halloween, the whole full moon. I think it's just, like, all, like,
it
the
was, Friday everything 13th. Was open.
I just feel like this veil has been lifted from, like, this... Yeah. The way everything's aligned, it's just, like, this weird...
Because I kind of am feeling kind of... I'm not... as scared anymore being in this garage, but I probably still can't see it from my window because I'm like,
You're scared of the garage now?
Yeah, like I was scared in here. I did sage it, but when I'm inside my house, I don't like to look out in here at these windows because I feel like I don't know, somebody's watching me from the windows.
You're getting a weird feeling?
Yeah, which I've felt pretty good tonight, you know, all night. But I was like... Because we're more in tune to that, guys, all of us. Mm-hmm. So they're like, hit these girls up. And everything. We are three girls. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
Three of the number threes were new.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, the power of three.
Well.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
We're making it strong. Cause
yeah. I've lived in the house now for... 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think 3 or 4 years I've lived in this house now. But, and I've never, like I said, I've always said I've never felt spooked or maybe a couple times, but nothing like, what was that?
Yeah.
Like nothing to scare me like
nothing
that.
Nothing to where you feel like you could not explain it.
Yeah. And our 7-year-old son was eating dinner upstairs by himself, but like the lights were on, the TV was on, and I had gone downstairs to go do something. And Bryce was down there. Our daughter was down there. Like, he was up there literally watching TV. The TV was on pause. And he was eating his ramen noodles. Oh. And I heard him say, Shanae? And I was like, yeah, or something. And then he started... I could tell he was pausing in what he was saying. And I couldn't hear him. I was trying to turn the TV down.
Yeah.
And I kept trying to mute it. Like, what is he saying? And Bryce is like, what's the matter? Like, what's going on? You know, like... And he's like... Shanae, like, and then I heard him say, like, and then he started crying, somebody was up here, and he, at the top of the stairs, he was crying, and Bryce is, like, trying to, like,
shrug it off.
I'm trying to listen. I'm like, no, what is he saying? Like, shh,
he's seen something.
He's seen something. Yeah, what's going on? And finally, I was able to get up and go up there, but when I met him at the top of the stairs, he was, like, crying, and he was like, somebody was up there, like, something was there, and Bryce was like, oh, quit, like, you're just trying to get out of eating dinner, and I was like, no, he seems really scared. Bryce is, like, looking at me like, quit, like, you're egging him on.
I'm like, no. I'm an energy reader, this is serious right now.
And he was for real. So what he told me, he said, I thought it was you. He said, I was sitting at the table and I was looking down the hallway or I seen in the corner. Like he was trying to explain. I mean, this is a 7-year-old. Yeah. He was like, when I looked over there, it looked like you were trying to scare me and you backed up behind backed into the hallway.
That gives me chills.
And he said, and you knocked. Like it's like it sounded like you knocked like after like, and then he literally told me, it looked like you had long hair, like you long hair and everything. And he's like, I thought it was you. And he was so scared. He was like, it looked like you were trying to scare me, peeked around the hallway, and then backed up.
I can picture that.
And knocked
twice.
And I was like, it's all right. And he's like, yeah. And I felt like you were trying to, like it. He said, I felt like it was trying to get me to go when it knocked. Like, for a 7-year-old to say that was his feeling. He said, I felt like it was trying to get me to go over there because I get knocked. And he was like scared. And honestly, I was scared too, but I can't tell him. I was just like, all right, I'll go. You stay here. I'll go look at every room. Like it was maybe just.
Did he sleep with you guys that night?
Were you scared? Did you feel anything when we slept together upstairs?
Huh?
Did you feel anything?
It was scaring me because.
I mean, were you scared when you went down the hallway?
Yeah, I felt some kind of weird presence.
You felt something.
That next day or that night, that next day, that morning, I saved the entire house.
You did?
Uh-huh. Like, literally from corner to corner, up and down. The whole home. But, you know, Bryce, he doesn't believe in that crap. Like, you know. Yeah. And so,
Sometimes it's good to have an energy like that in your house.
It is.
An energy like Bryce's.
Yeah.
Yes. No, and I was like that. And we were even talking about it today. And Bryce was like, yeah, you used to be like that. Like, debunk it like I always have. Yeah. And that's why I was like, what the hell? But it made me kind of like scared, like, what? After he told me, I thought it was you. That's why I said, Shanae. You know, and he goes, when I heard you downstairs, that's when he got fucking terrified. Scared. That's when he knew.
Well, yeah. Oh, my God. That terrifies me.
That makes me so sad that I had experienced that.
Yeah, so he was pretty scared. And Bryce was like, oh, no, he's just like, whatever. He's trying to debunk it, too. And I was like, well, I even tried to tell Keegan. It was nothing was there. It's probably just something he thought.
By himself up there.
Well, he was by himself up there eating dinner. I was even kind of nervous. I have to go look in every single room, just because I have to make sure every door is locked, every window's locked, stuff like that.
Yeah, you gotta check that shit out.
But, you know, I was trying to tell him, like, even debunking it myself, I was like, well, he didn't have the TV on or nothing, and he was just about to go sit down and eat his noodles. And I do have a plant that hangs where he kind of seen what he thought, you know, whatever, but
could have been a shadow, a leaf in the hallway or something.
Well, whatever it was, you know,
I don't know.
But because he thought it was me. And I was just upstairs. I literally just went downstairs and maybe like just he being so busy sitting. Get it. Yeah,
maybe
it
was a glitch in the fucking.
Because you know when people walk by you and you're like, oh, hey, when did you get here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because he was sitting down getting ready to eat.
So he's probably concentrating, getting on a chair, getting his bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and then
you didn't realize I went downstairs.
You were like bouncing around behind him.
But he said he heard the knock, okay?
Yeah.
No. That's what's freaking me out because not last night, but the night before.
Don't tell me.
I heard a thump.
Oh,
and it sounds, and I'm trying to debunk it because Spook, my cat, when he jumps off of like the tables and stuff, it does sound like thump. Because he's chunky.
Uh-huh.
So I was trying to debunk that, but one time so that happened a couple nights ago, and I was in the middle of the night. Maybe it was last night, guys. I don't remember. But anyways.
Right,
no, it did happen last night and the night before, I think. Because Bryce was sleeping in the spare room upstairs. And I woke him up. Or I was in the hallway just like, where did that noise come from? I thought it was our daughter fell off her little day bed or whatever. Yeah. I thought it was her that fell off the bed. But when I checked in her room, she was still on her bed. Keegan was passed out. Bryce was just kind of like barely waking up. But, you know, it was a thump that I had heard. And it sounded like it hit the floor or coming from downstairs. Like,
and you were upstairs?
And then we were all, the whole family was upstairs. Sissy was in her room.
And it was coming downstairs or upstairs?
From downstairs.
It sounded like it hit the floor. So it either could hit the floor or the walls and it sounded like it was coming from downstairs. Or I thought it was Sissy falling off of her bed, you know, onto the floor. And when I went into her room, she was still on her bed. And when I was in the hallway, our spare room door was open. And I asked Bryce, because he was like waking up because I was walking down the hallway. I was like, did you hear that? And he's like, what? And I'm like, I heard the thumps. Like, I thought it was the cat, but I thought it was Sissy. And it's neither. That weirded me out. And we have cameras in the back and front. So, like, you know, that would set off some kind of motion detector out there.
If it was outside.
Right. So then I heard it again last night. I heard a thump. And I was trying to debunk it again.
And I'm maybe like, it's your pipe.
That's what Bryce said. He's like, maybe it's the heater downstairs or something like that.
Like when they kick on, boom, boom. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, and we were so used to hanging out downstairs that I might...
Got used to it.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah,
it might sound different. Or it sounded different from downstairs than it does upstairs.
That's how I'm debunking it because it's... But I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
No, I don't know. There's some things you just can't explain.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, pipe, sure, but you know, kids, I think, can see stuff.
He was legit scared. I don't think he was faking it.
Yeah, like, if he was scared, you would know.
I don't think he was.
Yeah.
He's a good actor, though, one time. One time he said his face was drooping because of some reason, remember?
Oh my gosh,
he didn't want to go to sleep one night, and he pretended that his face wouldn't stop squinching on one side. And that's like, I remember when my niece had Bell's palsy, that's what happens with your face. So it freaked me out for a second. Yeah. But literally, he did it. He wanted to make up a scene so I can keep the TV on in his room. Like, oh, okay, you can sleep with the TV on. But that night, I think he was.
No, I feel for him. I believed him that night when I was reading the text. Everything. I got like teary eyed. I was chilled.
He was scared. He was scared. He was
terrified. Lalo called me when I was at work the other day because he was working graveyards. And he ended up calling me, and I thought, oh, he just wanted me to grab him food on the way home when I get off, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know how he is. He doesn't believe in any of this stuff.
Just like Bryce, he's like, hey, all
right. Yeah, he's like, whatever, yeah, always like, it's this, this, that, you know. And we already had that prior experience after we did that episode, whatever, of us, my curtain window. And actually, I don't hear that, my curtain tapping on my window like that no more.
That's good.
But it's good. But... He called me and he was like, where are you at? Like, that was like, he's like, hey, where are you at? And I was like, I'm at work. Like, that was the first thing he asked me.
Oh my God.
And I didn't think anything of it. Like, I just was.
You're like, I'm at work.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm at work. Yeah. And he's like, oh, you're still there? Oh, okay. And then I forgot what he told me. Just making small talk, because he's making small talk at first.
Right. He's like, okay, trying to figure out something in his head.
To not scare himself.
I was like, okay, what she's at work. Okay.
And then I was like, oh, you want me to grab food, blah, 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 small talk. And he's like, yeah. He's like, dude, I thought you were home already.
Shut the fuck up.
I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I heard you, because he was sleeping, you know. And he's like, I heard you saying, babe. Oh, I'm getting chills right now. He said, I kept hearing you say that. It was your voice. I kept hearing you. He's like, I even was like, what? Babe. And he's like, I didn't hear you. He's like, so I had to look at our camera and your car wasn't in the driveway yet,
and
you
then
know?
He called you.
And then he called me. And that's the first thing he asked me is, where you at?
And like, I was like, no punk ass bitch, but yeah, I think I just heard you.
And he knows how I am with all this bullshit.
So he probably didn't want to.
And he didn't want to tell me because he knows how I am, but he had to tell me, and I knew he was scared because he's
was like what
not like that. I could tell what he was doing. He was trying to make small talk to not scare his fucking self, but he had to tell me to let me know that this happened.
That's weird.
When that happened,
maybe the TV was on downstairs or something.
No. When did it happen? Was it this week?
This was just recently, so maybe like a couple days ago.
Oh, it was this week. Yeah, Thursday the beginning of this week. Yeah, I think it was the
Thursday,
beginning
Friday.
Of this week.
No, Thursday.
No, I think it was.
Because I worked Thursday and you might
it was Monday or Tuesday because it was at the beginning of the week because it was really muddy that day at work and I had to spray. Yes.
That's weird.
I was like, no, I'll be home in like 20 minutes. Yeah. So I just...
I'm getting
creepy vibes around all these little crazy stories. So we're going to have to spice it up, find something else for a little bit to talk about, just because we really are in tune to that kind of
world. Yeah,
and
stuff around here.
We're going to have to steer away from that.
We're going to have to give
you
a little dabble to that, I guess.
Yeah, so you're going to have to send us some ideas to what we talk about, and we could do Would You Rather. You know, but
those are awesome.
Those are amazing.
Those are good questions. Those are.
Yep. Let's do one right now.
Yeah. Makes good conversation.
Yeah, let's do your Would You Rather.
Yeah.
Really?
You like this? Anyone. Yeah.
Well. Well, we can do dirty ones, rather questions, or.
What's dirty?
I don't know. That's it. Oh, those are dirty.
Jeez, Lisa.
Hell
no.
Let's see.
I know, we're going to have to do
something. Okay, cool. Would you rather have more time or have more money?
Time. I'm all about time.
Yeah, time.
Yeah. All about
time. Hopefully it's good time.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's a good time.
Well, you'll have all that time to make it. good time.
If you only have a week and you have a bunch of money.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How much time?
How much money?
How much money? Those are big fucking questions, you guys.
True.
Yeah.
Because if it was like time, you get an extra year. Or is it you get an extra $1,000?
I would love to go back in time.
Ooh, would you?
Yeah, there was a movie. Remember that movie I told you guys about? It got me all choked up and shit at the end because the dad was like dying of like cancer, but him and his son had a gift of they could go back in time. But every time they went back in time, they like lost something of their like children. Like they didn't see their children grow up. Like that was all skipped. And I don't know. But at the end of the movie, the dad like they end up holding hands and going back to a memory the dad wanted to go to. And it was them two walking on the beach when his son was 8 years old. And I was like, oh, that is. Like, what his was time. The name of the movie? I think it's called In Time, actually, or Time something. I don't know. Oh. I just, like, I didn't even get it.
I feel like I've seen it.
I never caught it from the beginning. It was a random movie that was on the movie channel, and I just.
Did it have anybody famous playing the dad?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember, but it's like. It's great. I just randomly watched that movie and I was like, yes, time is precious. Yes.
So you would choose time?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I think I would choose money.
Oh, wow.
Because I don't have any children, so I really wouldn't want to see the people around me die.
So you'd want to go do your thing?
I'd be want to live with money and live my life, I guess.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm not putting kids in college and shit. So.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
No.
Okay, well,
she's like money. Oh, fuck money. You guys. Give me the money. And I'm going to tell you why.
I'll tell you why. In case you want to know. Ooh. This is such an easy one for me. You're going to already know my choice. Would you rather be able to talk to animals or speak all foreign languages?
I think I asked this one already.
You did?
Yeah.
I don't think we've spoke about
it. Yeah, because you guys were like, talk animals right away.
Really?
Yeah. No. Maybe you had a dream about it, because I have not heard
that. Maybe we have not heard this.
No, I do. I edit this shit, and I have not heard.
No.
Us talking about animals.
But,
yeah.
I would have chose animals. Yes, that would have been.
Yeah, you guys both
That's why I said. I was like, you're going to know
maybe
my answer.
Maybe we weren't recording or something.
Ooh.
Maybe we weren't recording.
Maybe it's in the future.
Yeah.
No, we weren't recording.
Yeah, I had this. Is that what happened
to me? And this episode is going to go viral, like the fucking skateboarder with the Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, God.
All it took was one video, dude, and now I see him everywhere.
Now he's drinking his ocean spray with Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Diggity Dogg.
And, yeah, he's just like.
That's weird.
Out there. So weird. And, no.
Like,
oh, big. God. Look.
Okay, so what was the would you rather? We just read.
Would you rather
money and time?
And you were like,
no, you just said about if you
rather
speak
animals
or
foreign languages.
Or foreign languages.
Oh, yeah.
So animals. Your
animal. Yeah. I would love
you
to.
You have
know.
Animals, Me you too. Would love need to talk to your animals.
Girl. You can learn. You can learn foreign languages, true. But you can't have the ability to speak.
No,
to
I want
yeah,
to talk to
so
my babies.
So you have to be animals.
I want to know what they talk. I want to know what your dogs are talking about. I want to know what your dogs are talking about.
You can go to a pet psychic and find that out.
Do that. You have to do that.
You can do that.
That'd be cool.
I mean, your mom should go.
Actually, I think that lady that we went, that psychic we've seen, I think she is one of those.
Really?
Too.
I want to go to a psychic.
I honestly want to go back to her. There's just something
intrigued.
About her.
We should do it because I'm open, but I'm not that open. So
she called me out on the fucking thing. That was like right at the beginning of the session.
You're gonna have to call me out. And I'm gonna you have to call me out without me telling you anything.
Know. And honestly, I believed everything about her because like Brittany said that she did not tell her anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
I mean,
we literally
you were the
walked
one
in
the room,
there
so you know.
Raw.
So I would have to feel that same
and that energy,
vibe.
Dude, like I just
that's what
it's
you'd
so
have
weird
because
I kind of want to go back to her and kind of have her like teach me or
you be my mentor. I'll be
because when all that those spooky shit was happening around my house, like all and just felt like somebody was watching you, taking it back to the watcher. I was like, get out of here. This is not your space, and I am saging. Get the fuck out.
Right.
You do not live here. I am the boss.
China. Oh my god.
Yeah, dude. That
All right, look at this. This is a funny one. Would you rather only be able to whisper or only be able to yell ASMR. Or shout?
Whisper. Oh my god. If I can only yell, whisper? I would hate it.
Could you imagine living in your house?
Only yelling. Ugh, I do that already.
Yeah.
Come on, wait.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No. I'm a whisper girl. Yeah. Are you whispering?
Really? Yeah, you whisper now.
I don't like things too loud.
I think I would do whisper too, though.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you on that. I hate when my kids are too loud.
No. Oh my god. Ooh, would you rather live without music or television?
Fuck no. I'd rather live without television.
Yeah,
no television.
I need music.
Yeah, I need music too.
Of all genres.
Like legit. Music.
What is it? Genres? Gender? What?
Genre?
Genres!
No, like seriously, when I listen to music, I cook, listen to music. Yeah. I take a shower, listen to music. I freaking put dishes away, I listen to music.
I do have.
I clean, listen to music.
I do have certain occasions where I'm like, I don't want to hear a lick of music today, like, because you've been listening to it for so long.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Or the same shit, or whatever, you're just like, I need some silence. Like,
yeah, I get that.
Music is sometimes too blocking, like, but I love music. I still love music. God.
That's a good one. Yeah. Do you guys have any, or I can go? There's tons of them.
There is tons of them. Most likely
I got one for you.
Yeah.
If you.
Is this a natural one? This is when you make up?
This is a natural one. Oh, if you punch yourself in the face and it hurts, are you weak or are you strong?
I think that one's so funny. I think
if you punch one of the kids in the face,
I think one of the kids told me that.
If
that's
it hurts, are you weak or are you strong?
Yeah. Well, are you? I think you are strong.
I'm strong, Devin.
If you punch yourself hard,
try it.
You break my own jaw. I'm not stupid,
right?
No way. That is a funny one. I ain't punching myself anyway.
That is a funny one. And if a bar of soap falls on the floor, is the soap dirty or is the floor clean?
Neither.
At least would you rather? These are jokes.
No, they're fine. No.
You're such jokes. A jokester. You're such a jokester. Dang it.
Oh, I don't like to ask questions like
that are life or death.
Yeah, I don't like
that.
Yeah,
don't
throw
that out there.
Next question.
It's fun ones.
Oh, would you rather watch a book or watch a movie? I mean,
watch a movie. Watch a movie, clearly.
Movie.
Yeah, movie.
If it's any good, they're gonna put it to me.
I read and I go to sleep. What's that from?
Oh my gosh, I'm not telling you what that's from.
Repeat it. I missed it.
She's like, that's why I don't go to plays. If it's any good, they're gonna turn into a miniseries.
Oh shit.
Still Magnolia.
Yeah. Nice.
Ooh, would you rather be a kid your whole life or an adult your whole life?
Jeez Louise.
An adult. Be a kid.
Being a kid is like, you're just so free, though. Like, you have no worry of adult problems.
You know what I picture?
Big?
Interview with the Vampire with Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt.
And she lives
life as a kid.
Yeah.
She's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
No, mine would be the adult.
Yeah, I'd be adult.
For real.
Yep.
Fuck that.
Yep. Would you actually? Go ahead. No, this is a good one. I always think about. Would you rather work in a group or work alone?
Group.
Alone. I work alone. I do it now. I love it. Love it. Yeah. Me too, girl.
Okay,
I love working alone.
I should have asked. What are we doing?
We're trying to work, actually, because sometimes...
Are we, like, in a jungle? Or are we stranded somewhere?
No,
like,
work in general. Work in general.
In my... Oh, alone. In my job right now? Alone.
Just in general. Yeah, like, your job.
Alone.
Yeah, your job.
Yeah, I'm a...
Yeah.
I love it.
All right.
Would you rather have a cook or a maid?
No.
A what?
Would you rather have a cook or a maid?
That's maid. A tough one.
Oh,
maid.
Yeah,
maid,
probably a maid.
Maid.
So I can't cook.
Yeah, so I can cook.
Yeah.
real. And then you can clean up my dishes.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I don't mind the cooking part. Yeah,
exactly. That's why I hate cooking. This one. Speaking of neighbors in our last episode, The Watcher. Would you rather have nosy neighbors or noisy neighbors? So loud or...
I'd rather have loud neighbors. Yep. I don't want no one spying on me. I do not like nosy motherfuckers.
Me either. Nosy neighbors suck. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
I like our neighbors.
Although, I did kind of bash the nosy neighbor. Remember homeboy across the street?
Mm-hmm.
Just for being real nosy.
Mm-hmm.
But, like... My husband said, he's like the neighborhood watch, so he like knows what's happening on the streets, you know, in the neighborhood. And because even when we moved in, that's why it gave me the fucking creeps, because the kids are playing with other kids in the neighborhood down the street, you know, they were running up and down the sidewalk, and he was like, are any of these belong to you? You know me, I'm like,
yes,
why? Like, yeah, you know, and so that's why it gave me the creeps, but... Yeah, well, it did kind of change my way of thinking of, you know, that is a good thing, too, because he is knowing what is happening in the neighborhood. But also, I don't know, he might be wanting to do that because, you know.
Yeah, true.
He is a weirdo.
Yeah, I guess if you need to know something, go to that guy.
Yeah.
So he's...
I don't...
Good.
But you keep your eye on that motherfucker.
Keep your eye on keep that. Yep. Uh-huh. Lala always waves to him. He waves like when you drive by because he knows. Like he even waved to Lala the other day because we were in our fucking minivan. We are the rental, So I was
he knew you were in the rental.
Uh huh. And he waved to him. I mean, whatever.
Ooh, this is a good one. Would you rather be able to breathe underwater or fly through the air?
I saw that one just now.
I've always wanted to be able to breathe underwater.
Breathe underwater,
but. I think I'd rather fly through air now. But as a... Well, I mean, as a kid, I played in the water more often, and that was, like, one of the fun things to do, try to see... Like, pretend you're a mermaid underwater and see how you can...
How long you can hold your breath. Yeah. Which is the most dangerous game ever.
I can't remember if I thought I perfected it or, like, I had a dream where, like, I took small breaths, like, in my nose underwater. Like, no, I swear to God, I feel like I did.
It was a dream. You didn't perfect the mermaid.
No, or, like if you sit still enough.
I was mermaid.
I felt like I was. I felt like I was being able to breathe underwater, like, slow, short, like, I don't know. I think it happened.
I think you watched Waterworld and talked about it.
That was a dream.
You guys seriously should watch that movie, too. That's
Waterworld?
Waterworld. Have you seen it? Yeah.
It's actually good.
Yeah, they end up developing gills and shit.
I know, right?
Yes.
I bet you that's true. I like that one. I mean, how? I mean...
Why?
How? Why? Where? No, I'm for real, though. I'm sure that...
Well, this one's
weird. They say there's mammals down there that look like that.
Oh, they're aliens. Human bodies with,
like, webbed feet.
They are aliens.
And they, like, are... But they have webbed feet.
Yeah,
and they, like, have a webbed head. Like, they look like fish.
What?
Under, like...
Mermaids.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Remember, mermaids are real.
We should do an Animal Planet episode about mermaids and the stories that people have.
No, they're real.
They are real. They have been real.
Think about how big the ocean is, you guys.
Oh, I know.
What is down there? I bet you there's depths that no one's even gone to.
Yeah. Oh, hell no. I just remember that
just
one.
Like space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've actually been in more places in space. Probably more than the ocean.
Because
we know more about space than we do our own ocean.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. You know? There's places totally undiscovered. And there's places we can't go to. But satellites can. And they take years and years to go to. And we eventually, you know. And we figured out that it goes forever, you know. So. The ocean would be very interesting. Aliens live there just like the abyss.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, how scared. When I first saw that movie, that was pretty creepy to me.
Yeah.
But I loved it.
The Abyss.
Oh, I love that movie. It's one of my favorite movies. Because
they're like good aliens.
Yeah. They were so sweet, right? They gave you oxygen, like, from the womb. Isn't that crazy? How they put that your umbilical fluid in... What is it?
Yeah.
Anyways, and that's how they breathe. That's why it's oxygen. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You know, hell yeah, that's what I thought about the whole time. Freaking every time I'm at the ocean, I'm like, the aliens live in the ocean.
They do.
They fucking do. And we were talking about it that vacation trip when we seen the aliens in the sky.
Oh my god.
And that shit was insane in the brain.
It is.
Got a would you rather?
Yeah, these are there's a bunch.
Funny ones.
Funny ones.
You want a fun one? You want a fun one?
Oh my god, okay. Would you rather have a unibrow or a full back of hair?
Oh my gosh.
Or a unibrow.
No. I don't. Oh no.
You bitch.
Well, oh unibrow.
Well, unibrow you can pluck.
Hide.
I'd rather have no hair because I'm a hairy animal.
Well, yeah. Would you rather have a back or.
I'd rather take the smallest part. I'd be free to. I'm going with the unibrow.
I'm going the uni because I can.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because
a hair, a woman
it.
With a hair back full of hair. Disgusting.
Go oh, put your braid in the freak show.
Shit, no, man.
All right, Shane, you got a funny one? Somebody's
fucking
funny. I swear to God.
What?
What?
What? I just was thinking what in my head.
Tell me. Tell me.
I'm like, would you rather have a wedgie?
Oh, jeez. Here we go. Another, this is another natural.
Or
let. Original, I should say. Original.
Like, would you rather have a wedgie? Everybody can see you have a wedgie. Or let everybody hear you fart.
What the fuck?
Well, I'm sure I've had a wedgie out there before.
Yeah.
And people
I'd rather people see a wedgie.
Oh, God.
I don't want people to hear me fart.
I just see this funny-ass picture the other day that my sister lost to me of this girl, and they're like, about her big-ass wedgie.
Had a huge wedgie?
And I was like, what the fuck? How should she not feel that wedgie?
Jeez.
Some people in leggings, that shit goes right up
ooh,
there.
Ooh, Gina's not going to like this question. Would you rather be covered in fur or covered in scales?
What?
I'm assuming fur
for
you.
Me.
Would you rather be covered in fur or covered in scales?
What scales?
Like alligator
skin?
Or like reptile? Maybe like a fish almost, like of scales, or fur. Fur's gonna keep me warm in the winter.
Fur, I guess.
That's a weird one, right?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Ooh, I definitely don't like the scales, that's for sure.
I knew you were gonna be like,
Hell no.
Okay, would you rather sleep walk every night, or would you rather sleep talk every night?
Talk.
I know.
Nah. Oh.
I am not leaving my bed in the middle of the night of me sleeping.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Sleep walking is dangerous.
I got a flight of stairs right outside my bedroom door.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I guess sleep talk.
Talk, for sure. Yeah. Shishne did that to me one time one night.
Sleep
you
talk.
Scared
sleep
the
talk.
Fuck
I used to sleep
out of
talk.
Me,
no, I
dude.
Didn't remember you fucking talking.
Yes,
I used to
dude,
sleep
no,
talk.
Dude, no, she scared the fuck out of me one night.
Yeah.
We were laying in
that's
bed.
That's the creepiest story I always tell.
Yes, dude. And I was like, you know, chilling, watching TV.
Oh my god.
And I hear her like laughing, you know, and I just like look at her and I was like, oh, she's talking in her sleep. She's laughing, having a wonderful dream.
Right.
Oh, and then she was like mumbling something, weren't you? Or said something. And then
I don't know.
She's like, I don't know. I think she was like said something. Like she Yes, she did. Because she mumbled something.
And you were like, huh?
And and I was like, huh? And I was like watching TV, and then I ended up like looking at her,
realizing that I was.
Yeah, and she just was like kind of like mumbled whatever, and then like she just like closed her eyes. But then I went back to the TV, and then when I looked at her again, she was literally, her eyes were open, staring at me, bro.
Oh, my
God.
And
she said, and I was like, Shanae. And she was like, huh, like, don't let nobody talk to you.
And
and she rolled over and went to bed.
Back down. Yeah.
Dude, that scared the fuck out of me.
That's creepy. Yeah. Don't let anyone talk to you. I remember sleep talking too when we were staying in like your living room when I remember sleep talking in there too and you guys telling me about it. Me getting up or something on the couch.
Oh my gosh.
I remember you guys telling me about it. Or like sitting up like on my arm, like, I don't remember.
Oh, wait.
Something about my arm.
Coming back.
Something about me, yeah, sleep talking and raising my arm or something.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, that one time, that scared the fuck out of me. I even was like, Shanae. Because she just was like, you know, after she mumbled it.
I think I remember her just talking, like being in the living room one time and just her just talking. Like to someone. I can't even make out what she was saying. But it was like her, she was talking. Like if she was up like right now.
Yeah, that's how it was. She like mumbled something to me. Like she mumbled something and I can understand her. And I looked at her like, huh? And she just like closed her eyes, you know? So I was like, oh, she went back to bed.
Yeah.
Like whatever. And watched the TV. And then I happened to look at her again because I was like, probably because I felt her fucking staring at me.
Yeah, I've never seen her with her eyes open.
No, like, dude, I've always heard her. She literally was like, she was laying on her side and she was like,
oh my god.
Yeah, dude. I was like, Shanae. And she was like, like, don't let nobody talk to you, and just like rolled over. And like,
I was like, okay.
Whoa, because you just did say something to me and I didn't make out what you fucking said. And then you closed your eyes and then I look at you, now you stared at me, like.
Yeah, and I said, don't let anyone talk to you.
Oh my god, that was so crazy. I'll never forget that.
That is creepy AF, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. If I rolled over and my fucking sister was staring at me like this, and then would not respond to me talking to her.
Well, I just did it a couple times, you know, so it was like probably like 2 seconds.
Your arms are in like a straitjacket right now. Because you got your arms in between both sleeves. And that's kind of funny because we'll end on this question.
All right.
Oh my God.
With your straitjacket. Would you rather be completely insane and know that you are insane, or completely insane and believe you are sane? So like crazy, know you're crazy, or crazy and don't know you're crazy?
I'm crazy and I know I'm crazy, so.
So have fun with it.
Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Like yeah, I know I'm crazy.
Yeah.
How do you know you're crazy?
Because people tell me.
No. Yeah, I think it would be.
We actually do it.
Yeah, I guess. Yes. Yep. I would rather know. Because if you think you're sane, then oh my god.
Yeah.
I've always
You would drive yourself crazy.
That's what.
Yeah.
That's a big fear to be mistaken as crazy, and you're in the.
And you're actually.
I'm not.
You're like, I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
You will drive yourself
crazy. That would be terrible. To be like,
so I would definitely, if I'm crazy, like, yeah, and I know I'm crazy, I'm gonna just say I'm fucking crazy.
Yeah. If you're crazy and you know it, clap your hands. All three of us would be clapping.
That is fucking hilarious.
That's a good one, though.
That's a good one to end on. That's
that is a good one.
It's for crazy.
Straight jacket on.
Yeah, because our hands are cold because it's a chilly night.
It is. My toes are cold.
It's so cold. We're ending on a good note.
Yep. Yeah, that's good.
All right, you guys, positive vibes out there.
Yeah.
Still pay attention to your surroundings. There's weirdos everywhere.
Follow us everywhere.
Yep, Facebook after. Blah, blah, blah. Voices After Dark
podcast. Yeah, podcast. Yeah, of course.
Voices After Dark podcast.
Instagram.
Gmail.
Voices After Dark.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the Gmail. Mm-hmm.
Voices After Dark podcast at gmail.com.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right, guys. Give us more ideas because we're staying away from the spooks because we can't get the spooks.
Give us some fun ones.
Yeah, fun ones we could laugh about. Peace. Pay attention to your surroundings. Later.
Peace out.